Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. So listen. Sony. I know we got on Sony last week, but Phil Spencer. Listen. Something is going on at Sony, and I don't think that people should be worried about it. When I tell you lot, and I know it comes off as if I'm hating on Sony. Trust me, I'm not hating on Sony. I like my PS5, even though I told you guys I was not gonna have it on since I was playing Starfield and The Lies of P, which I completed. Thank you very much, both games. But here's the thing. Again, I like Sony. I like the PS5. I'm looking at this as a consumer. Sony is nickel and diming y'all out of y'all money. They announced the new model of the PS5. Okay? You remember the one that was leaked? The detachable Blu-ray disc player? Yep. That happened. It was announced. Okay. Sony has confirmed the heavily rumored PS5 Slim, which is due out this holiday season. The smaller PS5 design comes with 1 terabyte storage, not the 865, I think the one that we have. For both the PS5 and the digital edition. So, our engineering and design teams collaborated on a new form factor that provided greater choice and flexibility. The same technology features in that makes the PS5 the best to play are packed into smaller factor form. Why am I stuttering and missing on my words today? Along with an attachable Ultra HD Blu-ray disc player, and I got to talk about that, guys. And a 1 terabyte SSD for more internal storage. The new PS5 has been reduced in volume by 30%. That's actually quite small. That's a lot. That the new PS5 is really small. Weighs about 18% and 24% compared to the previous model. There are 4 separate covers with the top portion with the glossy look and the bottom one remains matte. If you bought a digital one, mind you, that is $450. But if you wanted to get the DVD version of that, like the Blu-ray, that detachable one, you gotta cough up another $80. Yeah. And it will be starting next month. It's coming out next month. I'm really shocked at how quick the PS5 is. Now, the digital version, like I said, that's an extra $50. Who's going to be buying the digital version? Just put on another $50 and you can get the original one. It's literally $50 less than the disc version. So you would be an absolute fool to getting this. Now, I said what I said. I think that this is a lot of shit. Oh, and the stand, the vertical stand. Right? A horizontal stand is included with the new PS5, the new vertical stand that is compatible with the PS5 model, the new ones. That's going to cost an extra $30. That's going to cost $30. Now, my take on this is, I got the original one. I like my model. It's sitting pretty in my entertainment system. I'm not thinking about it. And so that's what I needed to do. The reason why I have a gripe with this new one is the detachable Ultra Blu-ray disc player. I don't like that. I do not like that. I hate that. It's too many moving parts. You know, I don't think that that's a good idea. Your dock could get dirty, and the connectors, they can, like, you know, I think that this is a very, this is not going to end well for a long term. It's cute and all, but, no, I wouldn't even get it, even if I did have, if I didn't have the original PS5, I would get the original one over this one. That would be my only fee. And then if I bought a digital one, mind you, like I said, I can't understand why the original one is $400, but this new model is $450. And if I wanted to add a disc player as a defect, then I have to give you an extra $80. And if I wanted to stand this up vertically, I have to get a vertical stand for another $30. I'm taking a step back and looking at all of this shit. Because I am a consumer. They're shifting all of their like I said last week, the movies, they're all going to the premium tier, which is going to be $100-something a year. Extra. It's like they're trying their best. And what are you talking about that too? They was talking about what was that? Or maybe I dreamed that, because I thought that the PS4, I thought the Plus was going to be offering more games for the premium tier. Like, Gotham Knights. That's gonna be for next month. If you got Game Pass, you can play that game right now. Right now, you can play that game. I told you guys, I bought the Game Pass for two things. That is for, Starfield and the Lies of P. I was actually going to buy Gotham Knights for the PS5. I was going to wait till it'd be like $10 and then I was going to pick it up. But right now, I'm thinking to myself, if I want to play this game, I can download it on the Xbox Game Pass. I just might. Because I ended Starfield. And so I'm going to take that off of the hard drive. Because when I do that, I really don't come back to the games. Disco Elysium, Final Cut. And that's going to the extra and premium members. Right? That's bullshit. So the basic people, the essentials. Basic. I'm basic. I can't play these games on my PS5? Go what? Tekken 6, Soul Calibur, Broken Destinies. I don't like this. I don't like it. That game, Disco Elysium, should have been for the essentials because that game been out for how many years? It's like they're not giving you your money's worth. Oh yeah, they're talking about like bringing these high profile up to God, I'm thinking, what the hell is that? Because it used to be, I'm trying to think what it used to be called, like the PS3 and stuff like that. Those, it used to be Core, right? Was it Core PlayStation Core games? That's a portal. But, yeah. It did the libraries that they bring up for the... They're going to extend that to the PS5 thing. But you can stream it. They want you to be streaming it and you have to have the premium. And I saw this shit and I was like... So, you want people to be streaming these games up to 4K, well, you know damn well but you know America, even though they do got a better infrastructure, but no, to be playing these games at 4K. And those starting lineups, like, it's not going to be strong enough for people to be paying for that. Do you know what I mean? It's like they brought it out where like a lot of PS5 games has already been out for a minute. They'll be offering it only to streaming though. Not new releases or nothing like that. They gotta been out for a minute and then they'll add it to that catalog. And that way you can stream that game. It's insane. It's insane. It's like I feel, and this is my thing. I feel that Sony is robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like, they made some very bad investments, and they're asking y'all to pay for it. Because I'm not going to pay for it. No. Lords of the Fallen. I need a... Well, that's... It's already out now. I need to get into this game. Do you guys think that this game will get on Game Pass? No. This game looks interesting. I think I kind of want to, I think I wanna look into that. But you never know. I might get it. Yeah, I just might get that. I'm sorry, guys. You know what? I'm a little bit confused. I mean, a little bit. I saw a deal for Beats headphones, and it was a good sale. That's a great price. If I'd have known that, I'd have bought that my damn self. Why is anyone trying to find out what who's this new voice at the Super Mario Brother game is? Like, do we really care? I mean, that game, oh my god. God, I haven't been to Target, or I haven't been to any at the retail store. I am so freaking excited to play this game. I cannot wait to play this game. I think this game is going to be fun. And mind you, it's next week, right? It's next week. I hear a lot of buzz around Super Mario Wonder. And I gotta be honest with you guys, I don't hear that much about Superman. I mean, not Superman, but Spider-Man too. I don't hear nothing much about them. I think it's because I think that the people who are going to play this game, they already pre-ordered it. I just think that they're just going to play this game. I don't think that these numbers are going to be huge. Call me crazy, but I do not think that these games, I don't think it's going to do what I think it should be doing. I really don't. What else happened? Mario got Lego got some new Animal Crossing set. It looks so cute. But can we? Why the fuck is Lego so expensive now? Legos are hella expensive now. Like, listen. Maybe because I'm not in that, like, I really don't, you know. But I don't remember it being, like, that expensive. It just got expensive. It just got, like, really expensive over the last couple of days. You see what they did with Best Buy, right? Best Buy is not going to be releasing physical media anymore come next year. And the reason why I said that is because, have y'all seen the prices of these DVD sets and regular steel disc and stuff like that? I mean, like, they want people to be paying for these old ass movies, like $30, $50. I said, who is the? You've got to be. The new Super Mario Brothers movie, right? When it came out, they wanted $30, $35 for it. Of course, I didn't buy. Guess how much I bought that movie for? I bought that movie for $8 digitally. Digitally! Across all of my platforms. I don't understand. I used to have a DVD collection. I used to have a Blu-ray collection. For the life of me, I can't figure out who in their right mind would buy that, these Blu-rays and whatnot, at those prices. At those prices. If you got $50 to go and get a DVD, just download it. Just download it. It's insane. Xbox Game Pass will level up to what? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they was asking, do they think that Call of Duty and Diablo 4 will be coming to Game Pass? And, you know, he's come out and said, no, it's not going to come this year. But they're definitely going to be bringing it to Game Pass in the future. Which, here's the thing. You guys really thought that it was going to happen this year? They barely crossing the line to finish the deal. So I never thought it was coming this year. But I always was like, all of their games are going to be released on Game Pass next year. And if they bring Call of Duty to Game Pass next year, I honestly don't understand why you were playing on the PS5 or playing on the Nintendo Switch. I can't understand it. Get you a Series S and It makes sense not to do it. Just get $10. Hopefully it remains at that price. And then you'll be able to play it. Hmm. Okay, guys. And I guess it's like that. That's where we're going to stop at. I think that Game Pass is just... It's going to show its... It's going to be Xbox. Whew. Xbox is going to be in its glory these next couple of years. I hope Sony get their shit together. I hope they get their shit together. And I'm just waiting to see if they drop that The Last of Us Part 2 remaster or something like that for the PS5. I hope they don't. I hope they don't. And those are your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay, guys, so I guess I want to get started with Miss Aubrey. As y'all know, Aubrey came out with this album titled For All My Dogs. Joe Budden had some choice words. Talk for Drake, and Drake responded. Let's see if I can Drake versus Joe Budden. Okay, now see, here's the thing. I thought what Joe Budden said, which made complete sense, I think that Drake is playing to a businessman plan to this music industry. And what did he say? He said something to the effect that, okay. Targeting Drake's sex life, telling this 37-year-old rapper, stop screwing 25-year-olds. And Drake calling him a failure. And he said, and then he went to his podcast a couple of days later. And I heard his podcast. I went to it this week. And I thought he said that Drake did DM him. And it was kind of squashed up in there. He didn't reveal too much shit. But this is all I took from it. All right. Joe Budden. You went all the way to Instagram and you told this man the fuck down. Drake responded to your ass and called you everything but a good rapper. I was gonna say something else, but I'm trying to keep it, you know. And your response was, I said what I said, but, you know, it's okay. We can still be friends. Azealia Banks came out and pretty much told you motherfuckers that Drake is corny. And he is. I listened to the album. At least I tried. I cannot say it. I tried. If you read all of the Drake's diss that went out from this last project, most of them were towards women. One being Rihanna. How in the fuck are you still upset that you are not with Rihanna? I thought you were Drake. Like, don't you think you must have been past that? Rihanna got some of the best box on earth. Rihanna had Drake and Chris Brown fighting for her, over her. And she ain't claimed them one of them. They claimed her. Well, not necessarily. I'm talking about after the Chris Brown incident. Like, you know, the beatdown. But, I think that they got pissed off. They were clearly pissed off, but I think that Drake is really pissed off that Rihanna went to A$AP Rocky. I'm like, get in the queue. Everyone's pissed off about that. I think that I wouldn't have wanted her to be with Drake, but I most certainly did not want her to be with A$AP. And the only reason why I did not want her to be with A$AP is because I know that she was literally chasing this man across the motherfucking goddamn USFA to make sure that he doesn't cheat on her, which I'm sure he did. Allegedly. But, Azealia Banks came out and said that Drake was never on shit. And again, I agree with her 100%. I thought that this album, I listened to it, and there was not one motherfucking song on that album that I just said, okay, let me listen to this again. Drake, to me, baby, when I tell you Drake is so fucking mid, Drake is so fucking mid to me, and I am not saying that that man can't rap. I am literally saying that Drake he is playing to a demographic of 18 to 25 years old. That's who Drake is playing to. Drake has not grown up with his music at all. And to me, that tells me that you don't have the skills that everyone claimed to say that you do. You are not that nigga. You're Taylor Swift. You're Taylor Swift. Someone told me to listen to Olivia. Someone told me that this girl, album was good. And that she wrote most of her songs. And that she's a better writer than Taylor Swift. Did y'all go see that goddamn movie? Go see how much, you see how fast I moved on from all that Drake shit? Because Drake ain't shit. I liked his first song, Champagne Poetry, from Certified Lover. Off of that album, that's the only song I liked. His last two EPs, I was like, girl, I don't care. This last album, I just didn't care. But we're gonna go on to talk about the other girls. Cause Drake ain't shit. Drake is mediocre. Y'all are holding on to the old Drake, hoping that person will come back. He's not. And I thought he was rapping. He's supposed to have been rapping a lot on this album. He's singing on most of these songs. He's singing. Like, girl, girl. You are a singer. Had, what's his name again? Birdman come out and support his dad, come out talking about leave my son alone. No, your son, he's just corny. And why is he talking to that girl? He's been talking to, the girl that played them. What was her name? Stranger Things. Billy something, I think. Millie Brown Bobby. You know he's been talking to that girl ever since. Do y'all know that? She's 19. He defends his friendship with that girl. I think he wants to fuck her. I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't fuck her. How about that? That dude is... Drake is corny. Talking about corny. Yeah, Beyonce showed up at the premiere of Taylor Swift movie. Girl, here's the gag. I knew her movie's coming out. Girl, but I never clocked her date. How do you know she was coming out on Friday the 13th? Girl. Azealia Banks also went off on P. Diddy. She said, God damn it. Can we stop pretending like Diddy has done anything for hip hop or black people? His only contribution includes stealing, getting high, alcoholism, and even coercing writers or artists to compromising sexual encounters to blackmail them. She called out for him stealing his ex, Cassie, from Ryan Leslie, only to do absolutely nothing with her for over a decade. I don't think Diddy understands that Ciroc isn't considered a luxury brand, because I truly don't think he knows just how uncool and ghetto he himself is. At this point, just think about it. It took 25 years of stealing, doing drugs, getting drunk, and only to just now crack $1 billion net worth. And what has he got to show for it? Carisha. Baby, she read his motherfucking ass. And it's true. It's like, I'm really discovering, like, those people that was, like, from the 90s? Wonderful era for hip-hop. Wonderful era. Not the best, but wonderful, because it was fun. But Jay-Z, Simmons, P. Diddy, what is his name again? Death Row Records, Dr. Dre, Suge Knight, shit, even Snoop Dogg, like, good music, but all of them was just shady, like, all of them that was just shady, when they put down the mics, they were doing some shady shit. And she's not lying, because a lot of people lived for it. A lot of people lived for it. Now, let's go into this. Jada Pinkett and Will Smith has been separated for 7 years now. And she just came out and told the world, this just happened. And a lot of people were in their feelings about this. Now, me personally, I heard about it and I was like, "And listen, y'all, we're all adults here. Relationships are quite difficult. Really difficult. That's the whole thing about a relationship. It's a challenge every day. It's not about remaining in love with this individual. It's just a challenge to maintain being with this individual. And I never had ideals, you know, aspirations for what these celebrities' relationships are. I don't. I know we kid a lot here, but I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. They can look cute, but they could be fighting each other once they get in the house. You know, when the cameras are shut off, shit, they might hate each other. We're all hopeful that they're not. We have placed goals on these two people. And it's now coming out that the illusion that people have made for themselves regarding these two is just shattering, because they thought that these people were perfect. I am still someone in the party of saying it's perfect because it works for them. Their kids are respectable. Their kids are free thinkers, like that they don't fit in a box. Like, they did a great job raising their family. And honestly, that's all you really can ask for. That's all you can really ask for. I always considered, if you have a child, you should be graded only by how your child behaves in public. And I'm not saying they gotta be perfect, because sometimes you can have a wonderful home and you can still come out to be an asshole or, you know, this and whatnot. But let's just call it what it is. They did a wonderful ass job raising those two kids, all their kids. And Will came in with baggage, as well as Jada, but they made it work for them. And I'm not mad at them. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people was upset. They said that Will Smith is being played, like, you know, like a fiddle and stuff like that. Here's the thing. August Alsina, let's just call a thing a thing. You shouldn't have ran to the goddamn blogs telling people that you was fucking Jada Smith. You shouldn't have done that. That was not our fucking business. Because if he didn't say anything, we wouldn't have known that happened. We wouldn't even be talking about their relationship right now. Something has to be said that even though they are separated, that they have such respect for each other, that he smacked fucking Chris Rock and still holds her in the highest of regards. That relationship might not work for you, but it works for them. And like I said, if they like it, I love it. Because who am I to sit here and try to dictate what I believe their relationship should be? Because I'm not. It appears that, yeah, she had to grow to love Will Smith. And she may have fallen out, but she was like, she respected they respected what it is that they built with each other, and they just made modifications. Y'all are mad because y'all don't have that with y'all lovers. And your boyfriends and your wives and stuff like that. Y'all have not reached that maturity level yet. That's why it counts to get to know the person. What I mean, like, I'm like, I gave the minimum 5 years. You should know this person for 5 years, date each other for 5 years, and then that's when you say, You'll know by then. By 5 years, you will know by then. Okay, can I sit in the room with this individual and not want to knock them across the head? If I can sit in the room with you and it doesn't feel like I'm tolerating you, but it feels like, oh, okay, then there may be something there that you enjoy their company. Oh, I'm glad that you're here. Five years. I wonder if I'm going to bring him on the podcast. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. Mm-mm. But then again, though, I knew that about myself. I knew that about myself. You got to know who and what it is that you like. Now, the thing is that we were just compatible, me and my lover, my man. But we're just compatible. One of the things for me is, it's like, okay, I could be, like, I'd be pissed off sometimes. But man, I'm about to cuss his ass out. But then when I see him, I'm not cussing him out. I'm a little bit happy that he's there. And then I have a conversation with about whatever it is that's bothering me. And it's like, we don't argue. I know, it's weird. We don't argue. I don't want to be away from him. He doesn't like being away from me. When we do something we like to do together, we go somewhere, we like to go somewhere together. We're pretty much a really old couple. It's like it's an old couple, but this works for me. Again, we don't know what happened with them. Y'all need to lay off of those two. Jada, I know they want you to shut up, but I get why you're talking about it, because I think you are talking about being in a mature relationship with understanding, and people are not looking at it from that perspective. They respect each other. Okay, guys. I know that there is this Palestinian Israelite Hamas Gaza Strip thing going on. I haven't a dog in that fight. I'm sorry. I don't. And I know that sounds like, you know, you may think of that as being cruel. I'm not taking any side. Because I don't know. Even the information that is being fed to me, I don't know. I don't live there. So I'm like, look, I hope it all be sorted out. I really do. But because I don't know anything, I'm not gonna talk on it. I don't have a say in this. That's a grown up fight. And that's grown up conversation. And I'm sorry, that is above my pay grade. I do not have the all of the information to even talk about it. So, I guess it's with that. And those was your top stories in pop culture.